Less preaching, more teaching. May 5th, 1903, typed. God's servants have a great work to do in addition to preaching in the pulpit. In the work of the ministry, there is altogether too much preaching and too little real teaching the lessons of the Bible. Our ministers should visit the members of the church more than they do, to talk and pray with them. Their hearts need to be drawn out to those in their charge. When our ministers are visiting in a family, let them seek to make the hour of worship a great blessing, and let them, when at the meal table, seek to make the conversation a source of spiritual refreshing. Let them talk on Bible subjects and relate their experiences in holding meetings and in visiting among the people. The parents will be benefited, the children will be impressed, and as the warmth and grace of Christ are felt, the spiritual pulse will be quickened. Often a minister is obliged to speak in a crowded, overheated room. The listeners become drowsy, their senses are half paralyzed, and it is almost impossible for them to grasp the subjects presented. If, instead of preaching to them, the speaker would try to teach them, asking them questions and speaking in a conversational tone, their minds would be aroused to activity, and they would be able more clearly to comprehend the truths opened before them. Their understanding would take hold of the living reality of the truths necessary for the quickening of the perception and for growth in knowledge. As he goes over his discourse, point by point, allowing his hearers to ask questions and make suggestions, he will himself obtain a better idea of his subject. Unless the great truths of God's Word are clearly opened before the understanding, they cannot be comprehended by the mind or put into practice in the life. One occupies a responsible position who is supported as a minister in the field. Every laborer should feel the burden of his work and consider if more effective methods cannot be devised to bring the truth to the mind of the people. To all who desire and seek to improve in their manner of teaching, God will reveal methods by which their minister shall be productive of more fruit. Let it not be said of our ministers, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracle of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat." For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5, verse 12 to 14. Take heed how ye hear. Ministers are engaged in a sacred, solemn work, but upon those who hear rests just as sacred a responsibility. They are to hear with a determination to follow the instruction that all must practice who gain eternal life. Each hearer should strive to understand each presentation of Bible truth as God's message to him, to be received by faith and put into practice in the daily life. Parents should explain to their children the words spoken from the pulpit, that they also may understand and have that knowledge which, if put into practice, brings abundant grace and peace. There are many who do not mix faith with their hearing of God's word, and they receive no benefit from what is presented to them. Their minds are so filled with their temporal interests that spiritual truths have no influence upon them. Those who have the privilege of hearing the most precious truths ever given to mortals need to arouse their minds and to be more enthusiastic in seeking to comprehend the Word of God. Unless the truths of the discourse are brought into the home life, unless the mind is growing in the knowledge of God, no advancement will be made in understanding the Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. There will be a continual backsliding from God. A careful study of the 17th chapter of John would be of inestimable value to us. It is important that in every family, the lessons here given should be taught understandingly. For this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Verse 3. Growth in grace is dependent upon a knowledge of spiritual things. Some are so situated that they cannot obtain the knowledge that others are privileged to receive. The Lord judges every case by his own standard. Those who have an opportunity to hear and understand God's truth, yet refuse to listen, will be condemned as if, having heard, they refused to obey and practice the truth. Hospitality among brethren. When God's servants are called to go to Battle Creek or to other churches, they should be made to feel that they are welcome, and comfortable places should be provided in which they may stay. There may be many ministers passing through Battle Creek, but they should always find the homes open to them. They should be entertained gladly, cheerfully, and made to feel that their brethren and sisters esteem it a privilege to be able to provide for them. When the spirit of hospitality dies, the heart becomes palsied with selfishness. Parents who practice true health reform will realize that it is their duty to provide wholesome, nourishing food for their household. This is necessary for the preservation of the health of those near and dear to them. In the end, the best food is the cheapest. The regular diet of the family should be such that the mother will not feel that she cannot entertain ministers or other guests unless she prepares something extra for them.